the dialect of Wark, Northumberland. Auntie Charlton, a retired miner, farmer and publican, aged 74, a native of Wark, recorded in his home on the 12th of February 1953 by Stanley Ellis.
By God, if he can anybody has any money at Haldwistle, and wants a right good speculation, send them all, you'll not put them right. By God, we have Leinstern, we have Islandstern, and we have Coole. You millions of tons, never been touched, and never sold that you had. By God, what'll have gone, Leinstern? Mandoline, lame, all the way for Porter, all the way for Scotland. But God bless us all, the lame kill you. They're not a bit. Why, it's new use talking about the...
I'll tell them that.
Because it's that easy walk, man.
The
lime's
in the
footers,
poor quality.
Oh, man's new quality, I wouldn't put it onto land. If I put lime onto the land, or if I had out to do lime, as I've had to do, get it fresh out the kill. Straight onto the land. That's the time it lime does you good. And mine, it's there for 20 years. But get that stuff that's laying about for long enough, the sun's open, man. It's new stuff. I know a bit of it.
Well, that stuff is a byproduct of the ICI works.
Aye. Old man, they're leading up here. Constantly, they're leading for the nurse. You do not come with iron walks here. Oh, God, blessed man, I have a little. Well, he must be a day to the man. He said, he's going to piss of the field. He said, you get as much good on it. It's just the same thing as wasting money. Just the same thing. You know, I cannot understand the farmers themselves being that damned ignorant. Isn't it some idea, you believe? Man, there's a lane killed upon the top of the bank, you take top of the put and wait.
I was just telling him, there's hundreds of lane killed in the countryside.
Why? Man, it's an idea. I cannot, what's that bothers me with the farmers? Tell them they know them lane killed, they're the other lane's closing in. And they're not late to kill. Not even for their own place.
Bestest.
By God, there's some grand limes in here, man. And Martin doing that, Watling Street. That's what we call the Waterfield scheme. Boy, you know, there's not a bearing on that deep. And by God, there's, boy, it's only a mile long. Sick of your sustain, man. And you know, this little bit of walking we're doing to this kill you. You see, the limes comes rid of, they could be walked at both ends. By man alive it is, oh dear me. And then the lime, the iron stone here, you know, is the best iron stone in the world. And the best iron that can't go for this country yet is known as the little iron, I've never seen iron. Now the concert man, take a sample away for here, for I got it outside the steel, for that a heap line, cured everything they had at the concert. Well, and they weren't letting them happen. At the time, this was a few years back, and he said there'd never been nothing at concert no one played. The best iron stone ever they had. And he was, all these just ones walking out. Oh, them big heaps, did he say, going out?
Yes.
Well, then, man, oh, them big heaps is one of just blue there. God bless us, when he took out the brick walks. God's a mossy man, the stuff you'd make bricks for the whole of England, Belgium and all. You see who's getting them for Belgium. And yet, as I tell you, we have a council in Bellingham, not worth it. They could have this district one paid for everything. If they would open things out. But they've just wasted money right and left. And there's not a damn thing gone in the countryside. Man, there was a grand lane killed down there. A top of right on the railway side.
There's nothing,
is
it?
We had two of Watkins. Church is empty. Aye. And they led it to the railway, you know? My God, it wasn't up 6 months until the railway company took down to build bridges. And man, it was a gun. 30 I'd killed that, and not a jasper, so it seems the date was built.